For tapes of End Time Meetings, Deliverance Services, or Lake Hamilton Bible Campground's publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom, writes Post Office Box 21516, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas, zip 71903.
Our website is www.lakehamiltonbiblecamp.com and lhbconline.com. There are many hundreds of free audio files there.
Friday afternoon, November the 25th, 1983. Thanksgiving weekend deliverance and teaching seminar being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Campgrounds, Hot Springs, Arkansas. Glenn and Irma Miller are the speakers of the afternoon.
But you know, when the army of the Lord went forth, Judah went first. Judah went to praise, and the praise brought the victory. And today, we need Judah. There was one priest, but there was 120 trumpeters. We need the praisers. I wish we had some silver trumpets here. And so if the Lord gives any of you, if you've got any musical talent, develop it and work on it and don't hide it under a bushel. For the Lord needs the praisers because the praisers bring the victory. That's right. We stand in the word of the Lord. The word of the Lord is our authority. But the praisers, as we praise the Lord, the victory is ours as we praise the Lord. And we don't know how to praise the Lord yet. We are beginning to learn a little bit. Just a little. I got a little too much volume here. Turn me down just a shade. Praising is the first requisite of victory. Praising. David danced before the Lord, and he got rebuked for it. But what did he say? He said, I'll do it more than I've ever done it before. I'll be more vile yet. He said, I'm going to dance more than ever. So, and I was thrilled down at the James Robinson Seminar, that house full of Baptists. I was thrilled to see them dancing before the Lord. In fact, I couldn't believe it at first. And I don't think a lot of them could either. But it was just a natural thing to do. And they did it. And I know they went home never to be the same. One Baptist minister sat beside us all the time from Illinois. And he sat there and cried most of the time. Because he had never in his life been in anything like that. And it was glorious. And here we have had that privilege for a long time. And some of us take it kind of natural, but it's not. It's the joy of the Lord. And that joy of the Lord coming forth from us to praise the Lord brings joy unto others as we rejoice before Him and praise and worship Him in song and in word. Amen. Because it's the joy of the Lord that brings us to really to where we can become free. Get rid of our traditions and our hang-ups, and then realize that the word of the Lord is, thus saith the Lord. Amen. And with that, we have a power and authority and dominion over Satan to say, Satan, it is written. And then, in the name of Jesus, I have authority over you. And his blood cleanses and washes me. And he has to go. And he's revealing, little by little, here a little, there a little, he's revealing to us the problems and the conditions of our hearts and our lives that we're even unaware of and just think they're part of us. And a lot of it has come down to us from our family heritage. We have inherited it. And we don't even realize it and know it. We just think, and it has been part of us. Yet it's not part of us. And the Lord's beginning to reveal a little here and there a little to show us how we can come into a place of victory as well as joy, and walk in holiness and righteousness, where he says he will have a people without spot and wrinkle. And that's pretty clean, without even a spot or a wrinkle. But that's who he's looking for. And there is, and if it weren't possible, it wouldn't be in the Word. And he says, be ye holy, for I am holy. And if it weren't possible, he wouldn't tell us that. It seems way far out there, but let's not put it way out there. Let's bring it back in here to us and say, it's mine. It's mine, it's mine, and I'm going to have it. Amen. And that's how we'll get it. That's how we'll get it. There is a subject that has long more than we can take up today. We are just beginning to understand it a little bit. But it's the subject of the sins of our ancestors. And we are bound by the sins of our ancestors, as I mentioned, that we think that it's just part of us. And it really is, but it doesn't belong to us. It's a hitchhiker. It's a bloodsucker that has gotten onto us. It's gotten there because somewhere in our background, our ancestors have disobeyed the word of the Lord and come under God's word, which is also the word of the Lord, that says that he will visit the sins and iniquities of our fathers down as far as the 10th generation. We have found in praying with people that sometimes we have had to pray as far as 50 generations before the curse were broken. And that's true because it has been a perpetuated thing where they have never come out from under it before somebody has sinned again and it has come down again. And yet, I can see that some of the sins almost are perpetual. The sin of death is perpetual since Adam. But God's giving us a little insight and light into it, and the day will come when we will take that back to the Garden of Eden and be free from the sin of death. I believe that. Also, it says our wages are sin. So if you quit sinning, you quit dying. The wages of death is sin. So you quit sinning and you quit dying. You reverse the wages of sin and death. So there's complications, or there's many ramifications to the same thing that the Lord is beginning to reveal to the people of the Lord. It's not just to we who are here, but these revelations God is giving to people all over the land who are seeking the face of the Lord, who are desiring to walk in the ways of the Lord, who are desiring to know him in his fullness. God is making these revelations. It's not just to one person, one place, but it's that ministry, as Brother Smith said, is past. It's not a ministry of one man in one place anymore. It's a ministry of the body of Christ that is springing up little fires all over the world, and especially through this nation and in other parts of the world. Little fires springing up that one day will be kindled together and become a great fire that will sweep the nation with a mighty delivering word of the Lord, that will say, "Thus saith the Lord, in the name of Jesus, it is written, be thou free." And whole congregations will be set free and delivered because of the authority of the word of the Lord. Hallelujah. I believe that. I believe we're part of it. That we shall see that day in our lifetime. And if we can get to the bottom of what we see, our lifetime will be eternity. Because I can see it. I don't know how to find it yet, but I see it. And it's there for us. And if we see it, one day God will open it up. And here and there, and here and there, and here and there, it'll spring up. And then we'll have an understanding of it, and we'll be able to walk into it. Well, the sins of our ancestors. Proverbs 26 and 2. And we'll look at these, just some of these verses for a few minutes. I by no means begin to take up all the scriptures that apply to this subject. In Proverbs 26 and verse 2, it says, "As the bird by wandering and the swallow by flying, so the curse causeless shall not come." What does that mean? It means that the curse cannot come unless it has a right to be there. Now, the way Satan has rights to us is because we have broken the hedge down that is put about us, or should be about us. Either our ancestors or we have broken the hedge down and disobeyed the word of the Lord and made a hole for Satan to come through. And when we make that hole and disobey God's word, Satan has a right to us in that area. Until we come and repent and ask the Lord to forgive us. And then if it's gone far enough, we have to actually, in a lot of cases, actually kick Satan out. He's not a gentleman. And he doesn't always leave just because somebody says the blood of Jesus. But we have to be determined that we want to be free of areas of our life. And so Job had a hedge about him. And Jesus... Satan went to the Lord and said, "If you take that hedge down, well, he'll curse you to your face." And the Lord allowed the hedge to be taken down. But Satan couldn't get to him, near him, as long as that hedge was there. But Satan found out that he didn't curse God. So Satan was defeated. But that hedge applies to you and me today as well. If we deliberately do something contrary to the word of the Lord, we've made a hole in the hedge where Satan can come in that area and torment us and have rights to our lives. Or to our ancestors have done that, that have visited down upon us until it's either stopped because the generations run out and nobody has committed that sin again and then Satan's rights taken away, or we come to a place and realize it and recognize it and take authority over and dominion over the powers of Satan and we kick him out. Okay? Now, Jesus died for the sins of the world, didn't he? What does John 3:16 say? Let's just all turn over there and read it together. We all know it by heart, but let's read it out loud. You know, Jesus didn't tell Satan under his breath, "It is written." He spoke it to him. "It is written." He didn't think it and not say it. And we need to learn to speak the word of the Lord. It does us good to hear it spoken in our own ears, that we hear the word of the Lord. John 3:16. Everybody got it? "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Now that whosoever is every living individual on the face of the earth today. Salvation is for one and all. Has all the world accepted the Lord Jesus? No, they haven't. Therefore, salvation has to be an individual thing applied to your individual life. You have to accept the Lord Jesus and acknowledge that his blood was shed for your sin and for my sin. And when I accept him, I acknowledge that it was for me that he shed his blood and that for me he died for my salvation. Okay? Let's turn over to Galatians chapter 3, verse 13. And most of the Christian world has and still does use this verse to contradict what we're going to talk about today. "Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us, for it is written, cursed is every one that hangeth on a tree." And that's true. But just as we have to accept salvation and apply the blood of the Lord Jesus to cleanse us, we have to apply this verse to our lives in order to break the authority of Satan's rights and the curse that he has, that he holds dominion over us because of the sins of our ancestors. We have to apply the fact that Jesus was made a curse for us. Okay? So we have to put into effect the right that we have and reverse the cause of the curse. Let's turn over to Exodus chapter 20. I'm going to read parts of some verses here, and then we'll come back to it again also. Exodus 20, the last half of verse 5. "Visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me or that do not obey my word." Same thing. Hate me or do not obey my word. Now let's go over to the 34th chapter of Exodus. Verse 7, middle of the verse. "Visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children and upon the children's children unto the third and to the fourth generation." Numbers chapter 14, verse 18. "The Lord is long-suffering and of great mercy, forgiving iniquity and transgression, and by no means clearing the guilty, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and the fourth generation." Deuteronomy 23. And just for consistency, I'm going to read the last half of the second verse, then we'll go come back. "Even to the tenth generation shall he not enter into the congregation of the Lord." Okay, now we'll pick up there and return a little bit. Chapter 23, verse 2. "A bastard or illegitimate child shall not enter into the congregation of the Lord, even to his tenth generation shall he not enter into the congregation of the Lord. A Moabite, an Amorite or a Moabite shall not enter into the congregation of the Lord, even to their tenth generation shall they not enter into the congregation of the Lord forever." The tenth generation is considered a time that washes the bloodline so that they're no longer can be traced as far as 10 generations down. The bloodline has cleansed itself. Now, an Amorite and a Moabite are the children of Lot and by incest. And back in Genesis 19, verses 37 and 38, Lot's children by incest. But God also considers incest a mixed racial marriage is the same thing. Colored marrying white, white marrying colored, Oriental marrying, God considers that incest also. It's the same as, and they are kept out of the congregation of the Lord, according to the Bible, for 10 generations. They cannot enter into the house of the Lord. Now, let's go back to Exodus chapter 20, and let me pick up here. And let's begin to look at some other things that God says is an abomination to him and a curse that's visited upon our children, our grandchildren, and our great-grandchildren, and our great-great-grandchildren. Or, go back the other way, my mother and father, my grandmother and grandfather, my great-grandmother and grandfather, my great-great-grandmother and grandfather, their sins visited down upon me. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image or any likeness of anything that is heaven above, that is the earth beneath, that is in the water under the earth. And thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them. For I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God. And now we're back to Imrigi, the Catholicism. And Catholicism is a curse that has to be broken. If you've been in Catholicism, there's the curse of baptism. There's the curse of confirmation. And we have found many other curses that have to be broken besides idolatry with people who have been in the Catholic Church, or their ancestors have been in the Catholic Church. These curses are visited upon them, and it's necessary to pray and to break these curses of Catholicism off of them in order for them to be set free to really serve the Lord. Now, I'm not saying they're not saved. There's a difference. We're saved. We're being saved. And as we become delivered more and more, we're being more saved. But we have these bondages, these things that hold us, so we're not able to be free to praise the Lord. We have things that torment us. We have things that happen in our life that we don't seem to be able to do anything about. And it's all because of the curses that are visited upon us because of the sins of our ancestors. It's our own doing, and we can go to the Lord, and we can confess it, and we can get that broken loose and then be free. And we can the other also, but we've never had any teaching or knowledge of these things. And the way we have come into the understanding of this and others is because of praying with people and coming up against seemingly stone walls, and then eventually, by the mercy of the Lord, showing us and revealing to us the cause, and we've been able to pray with the people and set them free, and by that we've gained the knowledge of what we're talking about. And others have also. There's many people that the Lord's revealing these things to, not just any one person. Today his revelation is coming to the body of Christ. And verse 7 says, thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy. Now, verse 6 down here. I want to read that to us while we're here before we turn away. The mercy of the Lord says, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. He shows mercy unto thousands. Over in chapter 34 and verse 7, I read the last half of this. We'll read the first half. Keeping mercy for thousands, forgiving iniquity and transgressions and sin, and that will by no means clear the guilty, but he will forgive. But we have to confess to be able to be forgiven, that the guilt may be cleared off of us. And turn on over to Deuteronomy chapter 7, and we pick up the same thing again. Verse 9, Deuteronomy 7 and 9. Know therefore that the Lord thy God, he is God, the faithful God, which keepeth covenant and mercy with them that love him and keep his commandments to 1,000 generations. Do you realize how far 1,000 generations is? That's out into eternity. That's 40,000 years, 1,000 generations. The mercy of the Lord. In other words, he's saying forever. Into eternity. The mercy of the Lord. In Exodus chapter 34 and verse 17, we pick up again this thing of idolatry and imagery, of which the children of Israel succumbed to by making idols and putting them on the hills and under the trees, and they became cursed. Verse 17 says, "Thou shalt make thee no molten gods." Catholicism is full of molten gods. But of course, we can have gods and not be part of Catholicism. You can make a god out of anything. You can make a god out of anything. You can make your house a god. You can make your children a god. Your car can be a god. Your boat can be a god. Playing golf can be a god. Playing tennis can be a god. You can make a god out of, we could go on and on. Football is one of the biggest gods of this nation. And baseball. And it's an abomination to God. When that's more important to us than the word of the Lord. When these things are more important to us than God, then that's our God. Whether we want to acknowledge it or accept it or not, it still is a fact. Let's look over in Malachi chapter 2 and verse 2. Now, this here is spoken to, basically, as I see it, to those who confess that they are Christians. It says, if you will not hear and if you will not lay it to heart, well, in fact, the Bible really all entirely is written to the people of the Lord. But it says here, if you will not hear and if you will not lay it to heart to give glory unto my name, saith the Lord of hosts, I will even send a curse upon you. Did the Lord send curses? Well, he just got through saying he will. I will curse your blessings. Yea, I have cursed them already because you do not lay it to heart. And your blessings is your health. It's your finances. It's your family. It's all cursed because we don't give God the glory. Just turn over on the next page here to the third chapter of Malachi. Verse 9. Verse 8. Will a man rob God? Yet you have robbed me. But you say, wherein have we robbed thee? The Lord says, in tithes and offerings, in that which belongs unto him. And because you have done that, you are cursed with a curse, for you have robbed me, even the whole nation has robbed me. And so you're cursed with a curse because you didn't give God what belonged to him. And you have holes in your purse, and your money doesn't go around, and you have bills that you don't know where they come from, and nobody can explain. It's all because you don't take care of and give God what's his. A tenth belongs to the Lord, the rest is ours, and then out of that what's ours is yet belongs to the Lord to give offerings and so forth unto him, even out of that. But if we want the blessing of the Lord, we must be faithful in acknowledging that that part belongs to him, is his, and when we are faithful in that, then the Lord is faithful in blessing us. But we're cursed with a curse if we don't take care of what's the Lord's first. And you tell me how many of my ancestors has done that? How many of yours has done that? How many of yours has given God the glory? So we're all been cursed with a curse because of that. But for the mercy of God, he's been merciful to us. And he's blessed us in spite of ourselves because of his grace and his mercy. He's blessed us. But we don't have the full potential of the blessing of the Lord in our lives because of these things. And as we come out from under them and come to a realization of them and ask the Lord to cleanse us and to wash us and to take off of us the curses of our ancestors, we walk into a greater freedom in the Lord, a greater revelation of his word, and into a greater knowledge of what the Lord is unto each one of us. And as we do so, we are a greater blessing unto the Lord and a blessing to each other. And we have also to bless with. Let's go back to Exodus, chapter 20. So in chapter 20, verse 3, it says that thou shalt have no other gods before me. And we need to search our hearts to see what kind of gods that we've got. And you'd be surprised at some of the things we might find that we have set up that are gods that we don't even realize. That we don't realize that they're gods. One of the biggest gods in America, besides pleasure, is automobiles. Really. An automobile is a thing that God's given us to do his work with. But a lot of people, they spend more time polishing and cleaning their automobile. That reminds me, that was down at the seminar. That was Milt talked about the hunk of red iron. The man's God who was a hunk of red iron. And that was his God. He washed it, he polished it, he took care of it better than he took care of his family. That was his God, the hunk of red iron. And that's true. That's true. We've got to watch these things. We've got to look for them so that we can sort out and rightly divide our lives and the Word before the Lord, that we rightly divide our attitudes. I like that little course about our attitude. Never heard it before until Ruth sang it for us here recently. But that's true. Our attitudes. Our attitude towards each other, about things, and towards the Lord. Your attitude can keep you from the blessings of the Lord. Just your attitude. And that's awful to think that just my attitude can keep me from receiving the blessings of the Lord. Turn the page over to chapter 21. I'm not going to read all these. Verse 15. He that smiteth his father or his mother shall surely be put to death or be cursed. He that stealeth a man or kidnaps and selleth him or be found in his hand, he shall be put to death. And he that curseth his father or his mother shall surely be put to death or be cursed. Now I am going to read quite a bit over here in Deuteronomy chapter 27. We haven't taken to heart the things that are written in this part of the Bible. I was pleased and surprised, both, down at the James Robinson Seminar in Dallas last week, how they stressed these books of the Bible and the things that are written in them, and how that they apply to us today, and we have not paid attention to them. We've put them aside and said, that's Old Testament, and we don't have to pay any attention to that. Well, Milton Green kind of put the Baptist in straight and told them they'd better start looking back here too, because that was just as much the Word of the Lord as the book of Revelations. And he said, if you want to walk in holiness before the Lord and you want to be clean before the Lord, you look back here, because this is a mirror back here to show you how to clean up. Deuteronomy 27, verse 15. Cursed be the man that maketh any graven or molten image, an abomination unto the Lord, the work of the hands of the craftsman, that putteth it in a secret place, and all the people shall answer and say, Amen. They all agreed that they should not do this, that it would be an abomination, and that man would be cursed. They all agreed. Cursed be he that setteth light by his father or his mother, and all the people said, Amen. He who curses his father or his mother, or does something, strikes his father or mother, as I read before, cursed be that man. Cursed be he that removeth his neighbor's landmark, changes the boundary to his property, or does something his neighbor's property. Cursed be he that maketh the blind to wander out of the way, and all the people shall say, Amen. Cursed be he that perverteth the judgment of the stranger, the fatherless and widow, and all the people shall say, Amen. We've got a lot of judges that's going to have a lot to answer for, because they have perverted the judgment of God in the courtrooms. And they're going to have to answer for it. I wouldn't want to sit in the place of some of the other judges in the day of judgment. Cursed be he that lieth with his father's wife because he uncovereth his father's skirt. Cursed be he that lieth with any man or beast, bestiality, and or incest. Cursed be he that lieth with his sister, the daughter of his father, or the daughter of his mother, incest. Cursed be he that lieth with his mother-in-law, incest. Cursed be he that smiteth his neighbor secretly, or kills him, or murders. Cursed be he that taketh reward to slay the innocent. Cursed be he that confirmeth not all the words of this law to do them. Cursed And cursed be the ones who do not hear the word of the Lord. Now there, in Leviticus, there are many more verses that refer to these things. More in Deuteronomy. In other chapters of books of the Bible, there is more. But we need to study these things for ourselves. You need to look them up. You need to start studying them because they apply to you today. They're not something that's hid back here in the back in the dark ages that we don't look at anymore and say that was for somebody else and it's not for me. But the word of the Lord says that it's from the first to the last. And that's the entire book. That's the book. I appreciated the way Milt would say, this is it. Right here. Cover to cover. To those Baptists down there. I can't get over it. What was going on down there? And Brother Smith, you got to go to the next one. You just have to. Amen. Praise the Lord. But we need to be serious about the word of the Lord. We need to be serious about obeying the word of the Lord. And we need to seek to be free from the curses of our ancestors that are visited upon us because God's word says so. Now, he's made a way for us. Jesus became a curse, so we don't have to bear the curse. But we have to take our place in authority and come against these things and break the power of them and take the rights of Satan away so that we can be free and stand free before the Lord so that Satan has no right to us and we can put the hedge back up in these areas where there's a hole in it, even though we're not aware of it, where Satan has been able to torment us and to come against us so that we can walk in holiness and righteousness before him and in peace. A lot of us can't have peace because we're tormented by things that we don't understand. And I believe that a lot of it is inherited from our ancestors and from the things that they have done. I won't go into it, but I'll just mention it. It just comes to my mind, but I'll not go into it. But this spring, the Lord made a startling revelation to us here because of Becky Hall about eating of fat and the blood. And the Lord showed us that there are many, many people sick because of eating of fat and blood. And it wasn't necessarily because you have done it, but your ancestors have done it. But there are lots of people in this nation right now who make blood pudding and blood sausage and who rather have the fat than the lean of the meat. And God says that's a curse it's a curse and that you'll not eat of the fat or the blood forever. No exception. Forever. And the Lord revealed to us through Becky Hall, and the Lord showed her after we had just innocently read those scriptures one Sunday morning or one Thursday night here. We had read them in some other study. And because they were just finished out the chapter, I think it's the 17th verse of the third chapter of Genesis, I believe. Anyway, Leviticus, chapter 3 and verse 17. I had just finished reading the chapter because it was there and I didn't make any comments on it, but the Lord woke Becky up in the night and showed her that she had sugar diabetes in her family because her ancestors had made blood sausage and blood pudding. And it was a curse on the family line. And her grandmother had died of sugar diabetes. Her mother had died of sugar diabetes. Two of her sisters are in bad condition now with sugar diabetes. One of them has her legs off because of it. And Becky was beginning to show signs of it. And the Lord woke her up, and she got up and found all the scriptures that related to it. And Sunday morning, she brought them down here to the service. And she stood up and asked and said the Lord had showed her that if she would be prayed for, the Lord would heal her. So she asked we pray for her. So we did. And there were several in the audience congregation that morning that also wanted prayer. But the Lord showed her that her grandmother, she'd heard her mother say that her grandmother used to make blood sausage and blood pudding. And the Lord showed her that was the cause of her sugar diabetes. And she asked if we'd pray. And we prayed for her. We broke the curse. Stood against the curse, the ancestral line, broke it off of her, and she's never had any more problem with it. And since then, we know of other cases that God has delivered from sugar diabetes and, what do you call it, gastrectomy? Hyperglycemia. It's all the same thing. Both are the same. Now, there may be other causes for it. That, I'm not saying that that's the only cause, but we do know that that is a cause for sugar diabetes and hyperglycemia. It's either you have eaten blood and fat in excess. The Lord says you trim the fat off. If the fat's His, you don't eat it. And if you read the cancer thing that came out from Washington, D.C. this year, this spring, it says right in there that they have found that that fat is a cause of cancer. And here the Lord told us that way back here in the beginning. And we've been too stubborn and bullheaded to say, to obey the word of the Lord. We say, I don't have to do that. I'm not under law. I'm under grace. Well, it's not a matter of law and grace. It's a matter of thus saith the Lord, the word of the Lord. And if we were under law, most of us here would have been stoned to death long ago for things we've done. So we thank the Lord for grace, or we wouldn't even be here. So there's a right way and a wrong way to look at law and grace. The grace of the Lord, the mercy of the Lord is extended to us because Jesus became our sacrifice so that we don't have to come under that law of being stoned for what we've done. But we have someone who became not only our sacrifice, but He became our intercessor for us so that we can come to Him and find healing and deliverance and salvation, and all these things are wrapped up in Jesus. He is our King. He's the King of kings, the Lord of lords. He's the Prince, the great I Am, the King of glory. And Jesus is His name. Hallelujah. And I bless Him because except for Him and His mercy, there wouldn't be any of us probably be able to sit here before Him today. For we all are worthy. As Jesus said, He who is without sin, cast the first stone. Accept the mercy of the Lord. Before Irma comes to carry on here, I don't know what she has for us. I just want to pray right now and pray to break the curses of our ancestors. Now, we're not going to have any deliverance right now for that, but I just want to pray while I'm dealing with that, and that's the thought that I have carried here this afternoon. I want to pray for all of us in that realm. Okay? Let's pray. I'll pray. Father, I come and stand this afternoon as priest here in this place in behalf of these people. And I come in the name of the Lord Jesus, that name that's above every name, that name to which every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that He's Lord of lords and King of kings, that name to which is given authority and dominion and power over all the powers of Satan. For it is written that we have authority over Satan in the name of the Lord Jesus. And He's given us authority to bind up Satan and to cast him out and to set the captives free. And now, Father, this afternoon I come and stand in behalf of these people and bring the sins of our ancestors, my ancestors and theirs up, Lord, where they have sinned against Thee and have brought the curse causeless to be levied upon us because of our ignorance or because of our deliberate sin or their deliberate ignorance or their deliberate sin. We have been cursed with a curse. And Father, I ask in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the blood of the Lord Jesus that we be cleansed and washed and the sins of our ancestors be washed and cleansed in the blood, that these curses can be broken and taken away from us. For Jesus became a curse that we do not have to bear the curse. And Father, this afternoon I appropriate that and apply it in behalf of myself and behalf of these people. And I take authority over these curses. And I bind them and I break them from off of us and I sever their rights off of us. And I take the powers that Satan has used over these people because of the sins of our ancestors, our own sins, and that has allowed him rights. And I break their power and take their dominion away. And I loose us from them in the name of the Lord. And I bind them from us and I loose us in Jesus' name. And I speak restoration to us and healing where healing is needed and restoration where restoration is needed in the name of the Lord Jesus. And I thank You for that authority, for I stand and take it in the name of Jesus as a priest this afternoon, as I stand here and do that in the authority of the name of Jesus, by the blood of the Lord Jesus, I separate the powers of Satan from us and break his demonic hope off of us in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Now, we know, before all of you get too shook up about all these curses, we know that Jesus, because He hung on a tree, He became a curse for us, that we don't have to bear these curses. But it isn't an automatic thing, because He hung on the tree and shed his blood that the world might be saved. But the whole world's not saved yet, is it? We have to come into these. We have to believe and appropriate the blood of Jesus, the Word of God, and we have been erroneously taught that we don't have to obey anything in the Old Testament. And I've heard many preachers, top preachers, preach we don't have to obey the commandments, that we can't obey them. But if you start looking from Matthew on to Revelation, you'll see all kinds of scriptures. One of them is, if you love me, you'll keep my commandments. That's Jesus' words.
Let me say, what do you think? I had already known that he was preaching. And some of my friends and I, Ellen and Charlene, at the time, things had begun to put some pieces together. We saw a familiar spirit operating in that thing.
Mm-hmm.
The mother had it, and apparently her mother had it, the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
And when we saw that, we put the story over, and the whole, all, over all the members of the family, and there had been no more condition reappearing in any of the family members. And she had gone back to the doctor, the younger daughter, and he said, I don't know what people call it, but we can't find anything in the body of a renal.
Amen.
God.
See, the world says that just runs in the family. The Bible calls it a familiar spirit. See, it's a familiar spirit in the family. If your great-grandmother had something and it's caused from sin, then it's just perpetuated down, right down, until that curse is broken. And I will give you some testimony, but I want to read you some word first. Let's go to Deuteronomy 28. This is not what I had planned to talk on, but I can see the Spirit is leading this way. And I started to say that we've been taught. But when the children of Israel walked through the wilderness for 40 years, and there was not one sick among them, the night before they left Egypt, they killed the lamb, and the Lord told them, eat ye all of it. And this is the lamb right here. From Genesis to Revelation, this is the lamb. And there's too many Christians sick. Probably 99% of us here this afternoon has something wrong. And I believe the Lord has an answer. And I believe that this can be part of the answer, these curses. Let's start at Deuteronomy 28:15. I started to say before you get too rattled, remember there is a way out. We don't have the stonings anymore. We come to Jesus and let him bear this. But we have to come and ask him to do it. Just like we have to come to Jesus to get saved. You know, you can sit in a congregation for years and never be born again, never be saved, because you don't ask Jesus. He says, come. And so we're going to do that this afternoon. In a few minutes, we're going to pray again and break these various curses. 15th verse, it shall come to pass, if thou wilt not hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe to do all of his commandments and his statutes, which I command thee this day, that all these curses shall come upon thee and overtake thee. Now, this is the Lord talking. Cursed shalt thou be in the city, and cursed shalt thou be in the field. Cursed shall be thy basket and thy store. Cursed shall be the fruit of thy body and the fruit of thy land, the increase of thy kine and the flocks of thy sheep. If you will notice, and we pray for lots of people with financial problems, most of them have never systematically paid their tithes. Systematically. And probably their forefathers never even heard to do it, or never had a Bible, or never were taught. But we are being taught these days various truths and statutes in the Word of God that we must obey as overcoming Christians. Cursed shalt thou be when thou comest in, and cursed shalt thou be when thou goest out. The Lord shall send upon thee cursing, vexation, and rebuke in all that thou settest thine hand unto for to do, until thou be destroyed. And until thou perish quickly, because of the wickedness of thy doings, whereby thou hast forsaken me, or forsaken God. The Lord shall make the pestilence cleave unto thee, until he hath consumed thee from off the land, whither thou goest to possess it. The Lord shall smite thee with a consumption, or TB, and with a fever, all kinds of fever. I know last year, I think it was just a year ago Thanksgiving, Doug and Ann and some of us were upstairs praying after the convention had all ended. On Sunday night, I don't know how we ever got up in the speaker's apartment, but we were up there praying, and somebody had a fever. And we started to pray about fevers. You should have seen the manifestation. There were several ministers up there, and many Many people had indolent fever. They ran low-grade fever from milk and all kinds of things. And I think I know Glenn had run a low-grade fever for a long time. I don't think he's ever had a fever since. Praise God. Stan? There were many. Stan Johnson, one of the speakers. So you see, it works. It works. We don't have to bear all this, but it's come upon us through our ancestral line and through our bloodline. Inflammation. As a lot of people have, inflammation of the colon, inflammation of ulcers, inflammation in their sinuses, in their ears, and it's just sort of a perpetual thing. And God wants to set us free. He wants to heal us all. He says, I give you power, doesn't he? He gives you power over all sickness and diseases. And all the powers of the enemy. He says, I give that power to you. With extreme burning, with the sword, with blasting, with mildew, and they shall pursue thee until thou perish. And our forefathers have all perished, perished and perished. And thy heaven that is over thy head shall be brass, and the earth that is under thee shall be iron. The Lord shall make the rain of thy land powder and dust. From heaven shall it come down upon thee until thou be destroyed. The Lord shall cause thee to be smitten before thine enemies. Thou shalt go out one way against them and flee seven ways before them, and shall be removed into all the kingdoms of the earth. And thy carcass shall be meat unto all fowls of the air and unto the beasts of the earth, and no man shall flee from them. The Lord will smite thee with the botch of Egypt. Those are boils and inflammation. With emerods, those are hemorrhoids, tumors of all kinds. And, you know, a cancer usually starts with a tumor. You notice. Now, the Cancer Society has never really found out a cure for cancer, have they? And they spend millions and millions of dollars. And I believe that through the Word of God, the Christian people are going to come up with the answer. And I wouldn't be too surprised if it isn't from breaking curses off of family lines. And with the scab and with the itch, there's people that come here for prayer that have eczema all over their body. They've had it for years and years and years. It's just itching and horrible things. Incurable, says where thou canst not be cured or healed. The Lord shall smite thee with madness, that's insanity and schizophrenia. There's never a day goes by that we don't have. I wonder, are you Brother Evie by chance? Ely? Brother Ely? No? Okay, we're waiting for him to come. The Lord shall smite thee with madness, with blindness, astonishment of heart. Astonishment of heart, what's that? Heart attacks. Heart attacks from fear. It's all the Lord doing this. Isn't that strange? The Lord's doing this. And thou shalt grope at noonday as the blind gropeth in darkness, and thou shalt not prosper in thy ways, and thou shalt be only oppressed and spoiled evermore, and no man shall save thee. Thou shalt betroth a wife, and another man shall lie with her. Well, that is rampant in America today. Thou shalt build a house, and thou shalt not dwell therein. Thou shalt plant a vineyard, and shalt not gather the grapes thereof. Thine ox shall be slain before thine eyes, and thou shalt not eat thereof. Thine ass shall be violently taken away from before thy face, and shall not be restored to thee. And so on. Thy sons and thy daughters shall be given unto another people, and thine eyes shall look and fail with longing for them all the day long, and there shall be no might in thine hand. The fruit of thy land and all thy labor shall a nation which thou knowest not eat up. Well, America is seeing that today. Most of our food goes to foreign countries, doesn't it? To heathen nations, in fact. And thou shalt be pressed and crushed away, so that thou shalt be mad for the sight of thine eyes, which thou shalt see. The Lord shall smite thee in the knees. How many people here this afternoon have trouble with their knees? All kinds of you. I know you do. And in the legs, with a sore botch that cannot be healed. That could be arthritis, or rheumatism, or gout in the feet, and so on. From the sole of thy foot unto the top of thy head. The Lord shall bring thee and thy king which thou shalt set over thee unto a nation which neither thou nor thy fathers have known, and there shalt thou serve other gods, wood and stone. And thou shalt become an astonishment, a proverb, and a byword among all nations whither the Lord shall lead thee. Thou shalt carry much seed out into the field, and shalt gather but little in, for the locust shall consume it. Well, we didn't have locusts this year, but we sure had a drought, didn't we? The farmers that were getting hundreds of bushels per acre got only 15 bushels per acre up in Iowa and Illinois. I was reading that in the paper this year because of the drought. Thou shalt plant vineyards and dress them, but shalt neither drink of the wine nor gather the grapes, for the worms shall eat them. Thou shalt have olive trees throughout all thy coasts, but thou shalt not anoint thyself with the oil, for thine olives shall cast her fruit. Thou shalt beget sons and daughters, but thou shalt not enjoy them, for they shall go into captivity. And there's many, many people sitting here today that have children that are in captivity of the enemy, I'm sure. All thy trees and fruit of thy land shall the locust consume. The stranger that is within thee shall get above thee very high, and thou shalt come down very low. He shall lend to thee, and thou shalt not lend to him. He shall be the head, and thou shalt be the tail. Moreover, all these curses shall come upon thee, and shall pursue thee, and overtake thee, till thou be destroyed, because thou hearkenest not unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to keep his commandments and his statutes which he commanded. I imagine this afternoon there are many of us. We can all agree that we have heard the voice of the Lord and we have not obeyed him. We've just sort of, you know, passed it off. Oh, well, I don't have to believe that, or I don't want to believe that, or I wish I'd have never heard that. You know, we're responsible for the truth that we receive. Now, there's a lot of people haven't come in to a lot of truth. Then there are other groups that are coming into tremendous truth and revelation, and they are responsible for what the Lord has showed them. I never ever realized about the blood. I am of German descent also, and Becky was. And when she started to talking about this, I never did see I knew my great-grandparents, but I didn't know my great-great-grandparents. But they came from Germany. My great-grandparents came from Germany also. And I know that they did many things. They were very adept in reading palms and tea leaves and all of that. It was just kind of a way of life with them. But I did not know that. But I had a curse on me because of that. And Derek Prince picked it up on me, you know, with the gift of discerning of spirits. He says, you and Glenn are both under the power of a fortune teller. We had never been to a fortune teller. And we had read a few horoscopes, and I had a handwriting analysis done at a fair once. But other than that, we had not been involved in the occult in any way that we knew of. But he said, well, if you haven't been to a fortune teller, then your relatives have been, your grandparents or your mother or father or somebody. And sure enough, my father had played with a Ouija board. My mother had been to a fortune teller when she was 17 years old. Glenn's mother had been to a fortune teller when she was 17 years old. And you see, by the gifts of discerning of spirits, he saw that we had a curse on us. And he prayed and broke that curse, and we've never been the same. Another minister before that had seen a curse of death on me, and he told me that I had a curse of death on me. Well, that was pretty easy for me to receive because I'd been in and out of hospitals for so many years. And always sick. And he broke that curse off of me. And when he did, it was wound around me. I was like this. And I felt it. I heard chains literally fall off of me. And I praise God for that. I praise God for that. And I praise God for divine health in my body. In the last few days, I've had a real bout with the enemy. But I think I'm coming out of it. I feel pretty good today. I can't stand too much wind on my voice right now, but I'm going to be all right. And I praise God that there is a way out of these things. We do not have to receive all these diseases. If there is a way out, for God's sake, for the Lord's sake, for our sake, our family's sake, and the Lord's sake, for the Lord's sake, it's embarrassment to the Lord Jesus to have to put these things upon us. To make us come around to obey.
A couple of ways to curse death if you're unwanted or somebody else.
Oh, yes. We have a lot of prayers that we have to say for illegitimate children, and they always don't feel quite wanted, or there's just something missing in their lives. It's so strange, but they'll be so rejected, and they'll be loved by the people that have adopted them, but it's a strange thing how the enemy has some kind of a hold on them that we have to break, but they can't receive that love, and we need to break that power. It's not from them, it's coming from Satan himself. And when we break the curse of death, you can always see their countenance change. I remember the first time, I know Ann won't mind, Ann and Doug are the friendly undertakers, we call them. They've sold all their undertaking parlors now, and they're out undertaking, getting rid of the devil. Upper takers now, upper takers. But the first night that Ann walked in here, or the afternoon or something, I was sitting back there by Patty, and when she walked in, she suddenly became black all over on her face. And I punched Patty. I said, oh, that woman has a terrible curse of death on her. And I don't remember if Patty said she could see it or couldn't see it. It doesn't matter. But anyway, I got to pray with Ann,
and break that curse off of her. And I didn't know she was had been in funeral homes a lot. And that is a good place to get a death spirit on you when you go into funeral homes and when you're working right with it constantly. And I praise God that the Lord delivered Ann. And I think Doug eventually, we got a curse of death off of Doug. And I praise God for all of that. We're all in this together. We're all God's family. We don't have to be embarrassed or ashamed or feel unspiritual. We need God's help. We've got to face up to the fact we're against the wall. We've got to either produce something for the world to see, or else they say, who needs that? You know, they look at us and they say, who needs that? Those people are more sickly and more in trouble than the sinners. And God is making a way for us. He's bringing in this knowledge. And if you will start in Genesis and read all the way through the Bible and mark every scripture that says, if you will, then I will. Those are covenant scriptures. And take them to heart. And ask the Holy Spirit to open up your eyes. Now, to Glenn and I, this is all new to us, too. In the last about 10 or 12 years, the Lord has showed us, and we've been in church all of our lives, practically. And in good Pentecostal churches with a lot of power of the Spirit. But I saw that we were lacking something. I had no idea what it was, and I had no knowledge at all about the devil. I knew he was in the dance hall downtown because my daddy preached that. I knew that he was in the bars because my daddy preached that. I never knew he came to church. But I used to wonder about the deacons, some of them. But I never attributed it to the devil. I wasn't that, but the enemy didn't let me really see what it was, or I might have gone haywire. But Melvin Green last week, we really laughed when he's always talking about the boss of the church or the deacon or somebody, you know, that ruled the church or tried to rule the church. And, of course, that's the enemy. But we do have a way out. The way out is through the blood of Jesus, through repentance. It's not out of style. If we will repent, I tell you, if we'll repent, we won't have to have so much deliverance. We haven't had any good, sound teaching on repentance for a long, many years. We've had lots of decisions. But I can make a decision and never repent. There's a lot of people that think they're born again, and they really aren't born again. Many people have thought they were saved for years, and they've come in here, and ministries have preached, and they've come forward to be born again by the Spirit. They haven't really and truly been changed. They've never been a new creation. They've been the old man all the way. And we're trying to get rid of the old man in us and let this new man, Christ Jesus, come forth. And let's say right now, Christ Jesus liveth in me.
Christ Jesus liveth in me.
Can you say that with real, true belief? Christ Jesus liveth in me. Think about that for a little bit. We have Jesus in us. He's all power, isn't he? He wants to heal. He wants to heal others through us. He wants us to flow out to others. And as the more we get delivered, the more we're going to be able to help others. So this afternoon, we're going to have, first I'm going to pray a prayer of repentance, and then we're going to command the evil spirits to leave, cancers to go, hay fever to go, consumption to go, the botch to go, tumors to go. Now, there doesn't have to be a lot of big fanfare, and we do not have to let Satan manifest all over the place. We have more authority than that, I believe. Because why? Who's in us? And he's more powerful than any enemy, isn't he? And I'm not belittling the power of the enemy. My legs are bruised right now from many years ago of people kicking me in the legs when I was praying for him and getting them delivered. He's got power. He's got a lot of power. But Jesus has more. And he that is within me is stronger than any demon of hell. And we've got to start believing that and be confident. Be confident in your anointing. It's the anointing that's going to remove Satan. The anointing of the Lord Jesus Christ. And the power. And one of the other problems that I can see in Christianity today is that we don't pray in tongues enough to get really, truly filled up with the Spirit. We may stay half full. And we may let it all leak out till we hardly have a smidgen in there of the Holy Spirit. And then we try to operate in the power of the Spirit of God, and we can't do it in our own selves. We must be filled with the Spirit. That's a command. It means you be filled with the Spirit, speaking to yourself. and psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, praying in the Spirit, that just charges up your battery. It really does. And would you say you need a new battery? Let's just pray in the Spirit for a few minutes. Let's just get some power generating in here, shall we? Hallelujah. Krindalaba Hondalia Sandalaba Kundalia Sandalaba Kandalia Sandalabanduria. Kundalia Sandalaba Kandalia Sandal with all of your might, pray in the Spirit. Krindalia Sandalaba Kundalia Sandalaba Kandalia Sandalabanduria. Kundalia Sandalaba Kandalia Sandalabanduria. Kundalia Sandalaba Kandalia Sandalabanduria. Oh, Lord, I praise you this afternoon for your Spirit, your power, your anointing. Praise you, Lord, that you are a healer. You heal all of these diseases. You have power. You've given us power to break these curses. Thank you, Lord, for that. I praise you, Lord, for that. I praise you, Lord, for that. I praise you, Lord, for that. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, please pray after me if you feel led to, and let's really repent.
Dear Father,
we come in the name of Jesus.
We ask you to forgive us.
For not keeping your commandments.
For not listening to your words.
And not listening to your voice.
That still small voice within us.
We ask you to cleanse us.
By your precious blood.
From every sin.
From all of the unclean sins.
All of the perverseness.
All of the disobedience.
And all of the rebellion.
And Lord, we ask for your precious blood
to pour down over us.
We ask you to forgive us for being ignorant.
Because we haven't studied your word enough.
We haven't known your ways.
And we haven't sought after thee.
With all of our hearts,
with all of our strength.
Forgive us, Lord,
and cleanse us.
Forgive the sins of our ancestors,
for eating blood
or fat,
for other disobedience.
Cleanse our sins, Lord.
All of the sins of our forefathers that hated you, Lord.
That did not give you glory.
That did not pay their tithes.
That never helped feed the poor.
For all their selfishness.
That we've inherited.
And all of these diseases we've inherited.
That are perpetual in us.
Until we kick them out.
Lord, we thank you for answers.
For these diseases.
For these chronic diseases
of sinus,
headaches,
cancer,
tumors,
TB,
fever,
the itch,
the gout,
the arthritis,
the rheumatism,
and all of the other diseases.
Lord, I thank you for cleansing us from head to toe.
With your precious blood that you so freely gave.
And Lord, your word says,
whoever calls on the name of the Lord
shall be delivered.
We call on you now.
We are serious, Lord.
We need your help.
And we call on you for deliverance.
In Jesus' name,
we thank you.
Now, Glenn's going to come and we're going to call out some evil spirits. We're going to call out these sicknesses. And we're going to believe they're going to have to leave.
Father, I come and stand and take authority in the name of the Lord Jesus against the demonic powers of the spirits of Satan that are arrayed against these people this day. and I bind them again to the day of judgment. I take authority over them, and I bind them to the day of judgment, that they'll not tear nor harm, and that they'll come under my authority and my dominion, and ask for the angel of the Lord to come and take them and keep them to that day till you shall judge them. Now, in Jesus' name, I come against the spirit of arthritis. I bind it in Jesus' name.
Everybody that has arthritis, put up your hands so we can come back and pray. Yeah. All right.
Spirit of arthritis, I bind you in the name of the Lord.
Spirit of arthritis, I command you to come out of these people in the mouth. In Jesus' name, I bind your power over them. In Jesus' name, take a deep breath now. Let it go. Take a deep breath and let it go. Who's got arthritis? In Jesus' name, we break every curse off of him and sickness and disease. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Spirit of arthritis in his legs. Your legs and hands. In Jesus' name. Get out. In Jesus' name. Breathe. By the stripes of Jesus, you're healed. By the stripes of Jesus, you're healed.
The cause of arthritis. Sorrow, bitterness, inherited. I rebuke it in Jesus' name.
Just walk right over here by Brother Smith and I.
I rebuke it in Jesus' name. Brother Smith, help pray. In Jesus' name.
We rebuke arthritis in
Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name. Brother Jesus, turn the church. The church is broken. In Jesus' name. We command this body to be healed. In Jesus' name. Be healed.
Be healed.
All arthritis is broken.
Come out. Come out of those joints. Come out of those joints. Come out of those bones. 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 Come out of those bones.
Name.
Move in Jesus' name.
Move out in Jesus' name.
Loosen. Francis, pray for him. Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name.
Breathe out. Let me be
in Jesus' name. We rebuke this in Jesus' name.
Loose
these people. Loose them. Come out of them in Jesus' name.
Come out now in Jesus' name.
I break the power of it over them
in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name. Command arthritis to leave her body.
Thank you.
In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name.
Thank you.
Out of his lay hands. In Jesus' name. Come out. Come out. Come out. You are defeated. You have to go. You have to go now. In Jesus' name. You have to go now. In Jesus' name. You have to go. Come out. You have to leave. In Jesus' name. Come on out. In Jesus' name. Come on out. In Jesus' name. I break the power. I break the power. In Jesus' name.
Listen.
Listen. Listen. Listen. Listen.
In Jesus' name.
Command arthritis to leave Archie now. In Jesus'
yes,
name.
Yes, I take
authority
over that.
Out of his body.
Bitterness,
in Jesus
sorrow.
Name.
Bitterness, sorrow.
I
rebuke that in Jesus' name. Sorrow. I rebuke all sorrow in Jesus' name. I take authority over arthritis in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Help.
You don't have that, no.
Praise
you. Back, you have arthritis?
Yes.
You have it? Okay. Believe the Lord can heal you.
Praise the Lord. We deliver him in Jesus' name.
We break the curse of arthritis off of him.
We break that curse of it in Jesus' name.
Jesus.
In Jesus' name.
We bore this arthritis on the tree that this man does not have to receive and keep.
Spirit of infirmity, I rebuke you.
Command you to leave now in Jesus' name.
Spirit of infirmity, I rebuke you over these people.
In Jesus' name. Infirmity of arthritis. Leave his body now in Jesus' name.
I rebuke you.
Be healed in the name of Jesus. Be healed in the name of Jesus.
In Jesus' name.
Be healed in the name of Jesus.
Familiar spirit of infirmity from the ancestral line. I
thank
take authority
Jesus.
Over all the familiar spirits of infirmity, the ancestral lines. I bind it in Jesus' name. I rebuke it in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, I rebuke it. I come against
Lord,
that
we bring up every
I break that curse of it
now.
Over. Sorrow,
in the blood
sorrow.
Of Jesus, the cleanser, we break the curse of arthritis in
Jesus'
his family
name. We break that curse
in
over
Jesus'
name.
Name.
We loose it from it in the
Jesus
name of the Lord.
In Jesus' name. In Jesus'
thank you for
name.
We praise
in
you.
Jesus'
we thank
name.
You.
Come out of her
thank
hands.
You. Thank you.
Come out of
thank
her legs. Come out of her entire
thank
body.
You. Thank you.
You serpent of hell, leave her now. In Jesus',
Jesus
name.
In Jesus' name.
Spirit of arthritis,
we
you go. In Jesus',
Jesus
name.
In Jesus',
in Jesus name.
Name.
You leave my sister. In
Jesus',
Jesus name.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus'
praise
name.
Your name.
All
praise
bitterness.
Praise your name. Yes.
Inherited arthritis spirits, you have to go.
All bitterness. We rebuke any bitterness in Jesus' name. Unforgiveness. Any unforgiveness. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. We take away the rights of arthritis. Bitterness, unforgiveness, sorrow. In Jesus' name. We rebuke it in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name. Command you to leave Francis now. Curse of arthritis, I command you to go now in Jesus' name. We break you off of this sister in Jesus' name. Your power is defeated. Your power is defeated. Jesus gives us power over all the powers of the enemy. Your power is defeated, arthritis. You have to go. Be healed. Be well in Jesus' name. Where is it mostly?
In my fingers.
Yeah. come out of these fingers.
Yes.
In Jesus' name.
Yes,
come out of these fingers in Jesus' name.
Come out in Jesus' name.
Come out of these fingers in Jesus' name.
Come out in Jesus' name.
Come out of these fingers now in Jesus' name.
Come out
of these fingers now in Jesus' name.
Come out
of these fingers now in Jesus' name. Come out. Come out now in Jesus' name. You can't stay here any longer. You can't stay here any longer. You can't stay here any longer. You're defeated. You cannot stay here any longer. Come out in Jesus' name. Come on out. Come out with my fingers. Come out of her hands in Jesus' name. Come out of her hands in Jesus' name. Come out of her hands in Jesus' name. Come on out. Come on out. You're defeated. You're defeated.
Praise you, Lord.
Father, in Jesus' name, we break the power of this arthritic spirit. We command him to go now and never return. In Jesus' name, we command her body to receive the healing stripes of Jesus that's already healed it. And we command in Jesus' name for this arthritic spirit to come out of her body now in Jesus' name. Out of her legs in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name.
Looser.
In Jesus' name.
Looser. Looser.
Stop it out. Let it go. In Jesus' name.
Looser.
In Jesus' name.
Looser. Looser.
In Jesus' name.
Looser.
Jesus. Jesus. Let healing flow into these hands. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus, I take authority and I command these bodies to restore themselves. In Jesus' name, I command you to receive the healing virtue of the Lord, and I command these bodies to restore themselves, and I command these bodies to carry this poison off, and I command it to carry it off from these joints and wherever it is. I command this poison to be carried out of these bodies. In Jesus' name, and these bodies to restore their self and to become normal. In the name of the Lord. I command it to be so in Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Lord.
Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Let's come against cancer, tumors, and that sort of thing now.
All right, Father, I come in the name of Jesus, and I come against the spirit of cancer, spirit of tumors, the spirit of female problems. I come against that and any prostate problems. I come against that in the name of the Lord Jesus. And I take authority over it, and I rebuke it in Jesus' name, and I bind its power, and I command it to come out of every one of us in Jesus' name. And I command it, Lucas, any spirit of cancer, inherited or otherwise, tumors in any way, female problems in any way, I command it, problems in the male, I command it to Lucas and set us free in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name. I rebuke it. I bind it in Jesus' name. Loose these people. Loose them and set us free in Jesus' name. I thank you for it, Father. I thank you for the authority over these power spirits in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Take dominion over them. I bind them in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord.
Does anybody know that they have cancer? A real bad sinus.
I bind the spirit of science, yes. Yes, okay. I come against the spirit of sinus in Jesus' name. Unclean spirits, I bind those in Jesus' name. Sinus problems. I bind it, inherited. I rebuke it in Jesus' name. All unclean spirits, all sinus spirits, I break it. I break the curse of it off of it. Inherited. I break the power of it. Loose them. Loose them in Jesus' name. Loose them. Come out. Loose them in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I rebuke it. I rebuke it in the name of the Lord. Loose them. Loose God's people. Set them free. Loose them in Jesus' name.
Break the curse of Egypt over her in Jesus' name.
Yes. Over all God's people, we rebuke the curse. We break the curse of Egypt off of it. Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Thank you. Thank you, Lord.
In Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord.
All out of the bronchial tubes, the tonsil areas. Lungs.
Praise
now the lungs.
Thank
in
you,
Jesus'
Lord.
Name.
Thank
all
you, Lord.
Sinuses and all.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Unclean mucus, come out in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord.
Unclean mucus.
Thank you, Jesus.
In Jesus' name.
Praise the Lord.
In Jesus' name.
Looser in Jesus' name. You got a helper there, Irma.
Oh, yeah.
Praise the Lord.
TJ, he's praying for Ruth. Praise God for the little children.
Praise you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus, In Jesus' name.
Father, we command these eyes to begin to restore themselves. As he returns to the eye doctor from time to time, instead of going to the class, it might be stronger, they'll have to go the other way. Thank you, Lord. We continue to be so in Jesus' name. Thank you. It's wonderful to receive a miracle of the Lord, has something happen instantly. Very few of us got in the condition we're in that way. But
the Lord restores us gradually. We speak to our body to restore itself in the name of the Lord, and our body begins to restore itself. It's wonderful to receive a miracle and have it happen like that. That's glorious. But you'll find that majority of the time, it will restore over time and not just instantly. Now, I believe that the day is coming when there will be instant miracles. There always has been, but I mean to a great degree that the hospitals and the insane asylums and these places, the Spirit of the Lord will rest on somebody and they'll walk through there and the complete place will be set free and delivered.
Yeah.
Brother Price, the Lord told this to Brother Price back in the early 40s, that the day would come when the Spirit of God would so rest upon his people that they would walk through a place and every person in that place would be restored. If they had missing arms or legs, they would be back there. They would be restored. And also that nobody would ever know who walked through that place. See, that's the problem. Pride. I want somebody to know that I prayed for somebody. And Lord, we've all got it in us, and we all need it out of us. We need to get the pride out. It's just Jesus. It's just Jesus. And it's hard for us to get the old man out. That's what we've got. We've got to desire and work on getting the old man out of us so that it's just Jesus. And then the Spirit of the Lord flows freely. And there is the deliverance and the miracles and all the restoration because it's just Jesus. What else? I think we need to come against more against some unclean and sexual spirits that torments the people of the Lord and spirit of divorce. Father, I come against the spirit of divorce that is rampant amongst God's people, that diabolic thing of Satan. I take authority over that spirit of divorce and separation and argument and strife. I bind that in the name of the Lord. I rebuke that in Jesus' name. And I loose the spirit of peace and joy and happiness under God's people. And I bind that spirit of divorce and I break your power over these people here today. And I rebuke you. The Lord rebuke you. And I break you off of these people in Jesus'
name.
I thank you for it, Father. I thank you for it. I loose them from it in the name of the Lord. In Jesus' name.
In
Jesus' name. Unclean spirits, I bind you. Spirits of homosexuality and lesbianism, masturbation, I bind you in Jesus' name. Unclean spirits, unnatural sex, I bind it in Jesus' name. Unclean thoughts, I come against pornography and unclean thoughts. I bind that in Jesus' name in God's people. I break those powers over God's people in Jesus' name. I rebuke that spirit in the name of the Lord. The spirit of the age, I break that power over this place in Jesus' name. I rebuke you. I bind you. Loose God's people. Set them free. Come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Loose them. Come out. Loose us. Come out of us in Jesus' name. Loose us. Come out of us in Jesus' name. Loose us. Come out. You unclean foul spirit. Come out in the name of the Lord. Come out in Jesus' name. Loose us. Listen, come out. Listen, come out in Jesus' name. Listen, come out. Listen.
Come out in Jesus' name.
Listen,
come out in Jesus' name.
Come out
in Jesus' name. Come out of her now in Jesus' name. Come out of her now in in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name.
Over in Jesus' name.
Jesus' name. Lucifer. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord.
Wayne, I feel like there's a bad spirit of emphysema throughout
every part of the group.
All right.
I'm smoking.
Father, I come against the spirit of emphysema in Jesus' name. I take authority over it in the name of the Lord. Itch of any kind, emphysema, I bind it. Take authority over it.
This is emphysema of the lungs.
Oh, in the lungs? Oh. Okay, well, I'll get, okay. But I come against this other emphysema, in Jesus' name. Any type of itching or any type of a skin rash of any kind, I come against that in Jesus' name, and I bind it in Jesus' name, and I loose the people from it. I break that off of these people in Jesus' name. I loose us from it in Jesus' name. Any kind of skin rash, I bind that to the day of judgment, and I break the power of it. Every bit of it, I bind it in Jesus' name. I loose these people from it in the name of the Lord. In Jesus' name, every virus of it, I bind it and break the power of it in Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Now, spirit of tobacco, smoking, addiction, emphysema, the lungs, I come against that in Jesus' name. I bind that power in Jesus' name. I take authority over the name of the Lord. I bind that in the name of the Lord. Loose these people. Set them free. Come out of the lungs. Come out of it. Come out of us. Come out of us. Every one of us. In Jesus' name. I break the power of it in Jesus' name. Every bit of it in Jesus' name. Addiction. Addiction to tobacco. Addiction of any kind. I break the curse of it off of us in Jesus' name. Loose these people. Loose them. Come out of the lungs. Come out of the lungs. I break the powers of it over them in Jesus' name. Loose them. Loose them in Jesus' name. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. I break the power of it in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise
thank you, Lord.
Lord.
Come on.
Praise
come on out.
Lord.
Come on. Lucifer. Lucifer. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. I break your powers over. Unclean spirits. I break your powers over in Jesus' name. I break your powers off of us. In Jesus' name. Off all of us in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Anything else, Doug? Loneliness. Spirit of loneliness. Rejection. Loneliness. Rejection. Sorrow. I come against that in Jesus' name. I bind that spirit of loneliness. I bind that spirit of rejection and sorrow. I rebuke that over God's people. We're not lonely. We're not rejected. We don't have to be sorrowful. We rejoice in the Lord.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.